This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. This year marks the 50th anniversary of mandolin player Tony Williamson's recording career, speaking of 50 for 50. And over that career, North Carolina native has played with the greats like Bill Monroe and Ricky Skaggs. But I tell you, there was a moment there where it looked like all that might not happen. A lot of setbacks, suffered a series of injuries and accidents that led to a surgeon telling him he might never play the mandolin again. Well, he did. Tony is profiled in the North Carolina Arts Council's 50 for 50 project, also the recipient of a 2018 North Carolina Heritage Award and the owner of Mandolin Central. Welcome back, Tony.
Hey, Frank. Great to be back. Thank you.
Congratulations on the Heritage Award.
Oh, it is such an honor to be mentioned along with some of the names that we've already spoken, Doc Watson, Earl Scruggs, George Shuffler, Bobby Hicks. I mean, the list just goes on.
And the fact is, North Carolina has been paying attention to this for at least 50 years. And we were talking with Wayne, 50 years ago, that was not obvious that a state would pay attention to its own arts.
Oh, yeah. When I first started playing mandolin, nobody knew what that was. Yeah. In fact, our music, when I was in, like, grammar school, kids made fun of me because I played folk music, traditional music. It just wasn't done.
Well, you're playing it now. I tell you what, can I ask you to play a song for us right now?
You know I'd love to.
That'd be great. That is called The Theme. Tony Williamson, who's going to be performing at the 2018 North Carolina Heritage Awards Ceremony on Wednesday. That's because he is one of the winners this year. Great. The Theme. Theme from what there, Tony?
That is a theme that I wrote when I was on tour in the Pacific Rim. I played from Japan to Taiwan, a series of solo shows. And to give a foreign audience the idea of continuity, I would come back to this piece in between all the different styles of music that I would present on these shows.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, very cool. Beautiful piece. Tell us about this moment when the surgeon told you, or what led up to this, this series of accidents to some extent that led a surgeon to tell you you might never play again.
It was a combination of stupid things on the farm and car wrecks and accidents. And I wound up not seeking proper care from each accident, instead bullying my way on through. And I was playing music all through this time. In fact, it was a very low point in my life when, you know, I had to have pills and alcohol to be able to get on stage. It was a very sad thing. So I finally went to see a surgeon, and he said, we can do some surgery. And I said, the thing I do with my music requires a very amount of dexterity that would, you know, make the difference between a fraction of an inch of movement. And he said, well, I can't guarantee you that. In fact, you might want to think about having another vocation other than music. So I turned around and walked out the door and struggled for quite a while until a dear friend of mine suggested I go to a Chinese healer. And she was an amazing woman that was not only a great acupuncturist and herbalist, but she started talking to me about my whole lifestyle, my body and my mind. And from that, I evolved into a place where I became a meditator. I'd say a period of 10 years there, but I wound up going and living in an ashram for a while. And it was a complete remake of myself. Wow. And I came back and have been playing music. I've actually played more great venues and made more records under my own name since the accident than I did before.
The story. Yeah, so it turns out that your fingers are actually connected to something else. This is a thing that other forms of medicine really begin to recognize, and hopefully Western medicine is starting to recognize.
It's getting there.
It's part of your mind. Can I get you to play another song for us?
Well, the song we have picked out is one that, my wife, speaking of Western medicine and Eastern medicine for that matter, she's a professor and doctor at Duke. She's also an editor. She writes books for doctors. She is a stickler about grammar, Frank.
Oh, no.
It's scary.
Oh, no. You live with one of those.
Yeah, and she's also a WUNC sustainer.
God bless her. God bless you.
So Andrea Darup, Dr. Darup, corrects my grammar on a daily basis, and one of her real pet peeves is the conditional subjunctive.
Oh, would that that were not so.
Now, I grew up in rural North Carolina.
Yeah.
My hero was Bill Monroe. Huh? Now, Bill Monroe might well say, if I was to let you play my mandolin, you'd like it real good.
That sounds good to me.
Sounds perfect, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's not the way my wife wants to coach me to speak. So what do I do with this bit of information? I write a song about it.
Okay. So, that's an awfully big mandolin you're picking up there.
Well, for this song, I'm going to play guitar.
Oh, it's a guitar. Okay, good.
And this is a 1937 Gibson J35, by the way. And it's at one time it had a hole in the back about the size of a man's head. I'm sure there's a story there.
There's got to be a story there. Let's hear the song first.
But I took the conditional subjunctive and made a fairy tale love song out of it. So let's see how this goes. If I were a lowly surfer toiling in the hay, and if you were the princess of the land, you would see my love for you was true every day, and you would take me by your loving hand. But I am the king of the world, and you are my sweet and loving girl. Take my hand and lead me to the promised land. For I am the king of the world. Now if you were a lowly maid of scrubbing castle floors, and if I were the prince of the land, you would see my love for you was true evermore, and I would take you by my loving hand. But you are the queen of the world, shining like a rare precious pearl. Take my hand, I'll lead you to the promised land. For you are the queen of the world. Yes, I am the king of the world. We're on a loving ship that sails unfurled. If we were to join hands, we'd travel to the promised land. For I am the king of the world.
Yes, I am the king, and you are the queen. We are the king and queen of the world.
Tony Williamson with a song that might be the only song ever written, inspired by the conjunctive, the subjunctive conditional, or conditional subjunctive.
I think that's what it's called.
If I were an expert, I would know. But here's the thing, thing about North Carolina, we're talking about North Carolina heritage and culture and some of the great affectations that you can pick up here. North Carolina has a form, a linguistic form that I call the emphatic conditional. And it's rare, and it's only heard here. It's when you're being polite, and somebody says, you know, you want to do this with me, and you really don't. And you say, well, I might could do that. I might could do that. It's double conditional, and I think it's kind of a great thing. You also have a mandolin store. Tell us about your interest in mandolin. How long, and when did you start selling them?
Well, I've always loved to trade mandolins. I've always wanted a better mandolin ever since I met Bill Monroe and saw his. I wanted one that sounded like that. And I learned to trade, buy, and sell instruments early on because, you know, my family were factory workers and we weren't wealthy people, and some of these little guys are pretty expensive. So I learned to do trading, and I went from the very cheapest to the next level, to the next level, to the next level. And finally, in 1977, I got the Lloyd Lore F5 I play now, which is considered to be the Stradivarius of the mandolin family. When I went through that period where the doctor told me I'd never play again, I had my first wife and two toddlers that were depending on me. And she was a stay-at-home mom. And I had to do something. So I decided I would see if I could make a go of actually brokering instruments, buying and selling instruments. And it took off like I wouldn't believe. It was an amazing thing because it was something I loved, but also something I had a really great knowledge that I had developed a great knowledge of that became really essential, and it has now an international source for vintage, wonderful vintage instruments.
And when you say international, I mean, I think that points to something that you pointed to earlier, which is that the mandolin, we would often hear in North Carolina, we might want to associate it with Americana and bluegrass. But great jazz players, great rock players. I mean, this instrument is found in every form of music and fits in very well, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's traditionally Italian. The mandolin, as we know it, was standardized in Naples sometime in the 18th century, and it grew out of that into a lot of different directions. So when it came to America, there is still a movement in America of classical mandolin, and now we have a young man who's probably the most brilliant classical mandolin player that America has ever developed. Chris Thiele is one of our NPR heroes now, and he's also a dear friend of mine. We started playing together when he was about 14.
You just got back. You toured Italy, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Back in November, I was over there for about 3 weeks. I played in Venice and Florence and Padova and Genova. And, oh, my goodness, it was just so wonderful.
Is that a little bit daunting to play at the sort of the birthplace of your beloved instrument?
You know, Frank, it's interesting because I went there wanting to play Italian music because I love Italian music and I want to learn everything I can when I go on these trips. So I go there surrounding myself with these wonderful Italian mandolin players, and all they want to play is bluegrass.
It's good stuff. Well, this gets back to what Wayne and I were talking about the fact that the cross-fertilization of this stuff, like the more you promote the arts, the more you bring people together, and even traditional forms will change and turn into something quite relevant.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Good stuff. Well, can I get you, I'm going to ask you to play us out, but
okay.
First, I'm going to tell everybody that Tony Williamson is a mandolin player. He's the owner of Mandolin Central, profiled in the North Carolina Arts Council's 50 for 50 project, and a recipient of the 2018, one of the recipients of the 2018 North Carolina Heritage Award. Tony Williamson is going to perform at the North Carolina Heritage Awards ceremony at Duke's Energy Center for the Performing Arts in Raleigh on May 23rd. Of course, we've got all that information at our website, stateofthings.org. The State of Things is produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, and Amanda Magnus. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Widarski helped out today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Tony Williamson, once again, congratulations.
Thank you, Frank. It's just a pleasure to be back here on State of Things, one of my favorite shows.
Well, thank you, sir. One of? Do you have others?
Actually,
what is your absolute favorite, Tony? I want you to, right now.
Well, there is that mandolin player that comes on Saturday night, but I will put him second to you, Frank.
I mean, that's a smart move just through the next minute and a half. Will you play us out, Tony? What a pleasure. Good to see you.
Okay, here's a song that's also on my new CD that's... It's the reaction. I wrote this while I was driving. It's a reaction I had at a housing development at a place where I used to love to fish and hunt and hike. So I call this, "They Ain't No Hickories Left on Hickory Mountain." Hike on Hickory Mountain, I'd listen to the trees in the wind, I'd build my fire and stay the night, wake up fresh around daylight, head on up the mountainside again. I'm going up on Hickory Mountain, where the hardwood trees reach to the sky, and I get there, such disappointment, cause there ain't no hickories left on Hickory Mountain. Today I traveled back to Hickory Mountain. I was dreaming about them nature trails up there, but just as far as I could see, could not find a single tree. Houses, houses, houses everywhere. Now each house had some bushes by the driveway and a funny plastic rock to hide the whale. Every house was just alike. How could you find your own at night? But Hickory Mountain woods have gone to. Well, I'm going up on Hickory Mountain, where the hardwood trees watch reach the sky. I get there to disappointment.